Okay, the Zeichen Mishnah is Daniel Hashem of Asher Yeshua Falak. Okay, we're continuing now in Yonei Srara, the Chazaka B'Mitzvahs, part Yud, packet Yud. Okay, so let's begin with the Kaf HaChaim on page 2 and on page 3. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Mi shehaya bebeiso beis kneses yomim rabim. Right, we've seen this halacha a lot, that if a shul has, you know, a house, they have a shul in the house, and that's where everyone comes to daven. Ein hatzibur rashayim lishnoso b'bayis acher. So then the tzibur can't change it to a different location, because it's in this location. So they can't make it into a different location, because because this house has a chazaka that it has the mitzvah of hosting the shul. And the Kaf HaChaim on page 3, on the bottom, Kuf Mem Vav, says what? In other words, say a certain house, they host a shir, right? First, the din of Shulchan Aruch is when you host the davening. Here, they host a shir every Shabbos in the morning. So he says, that's the same thing as Lebeis Knesses, these be Chazaka. In other words, so you can't say, well, we're going to change the place of the shir, whereas it's already muchzak in that place. In other words,
find out how to.
So he's saying that in other words, they host the shir in this particular house, so that's also chazaka. So what is he saying? That even if no one had a house like that at this time, a big enough house, right? But now they do. So does that change it? So what is he saying? That it doesn't make a difference? So he doesn't, I don't know, does he tell you what it is? I mean, remember we discussed about the Sefer Torah thing. If they always used the particular Sefer Torah because the shul only had one Sefer Torah, right? And now someone else donates, so does that mean that he still has a chazaka? Or do we say no? The only reason why they used the first guy's Sefer Torah was because there was no other Sefer Torah. But I don't know, it's not clear to me, and maybe you could tell me how you learned Shan in the Kaf HaChaim. Is he saying that it's still a chazaka, even though no one else had a house that could possibly fit the shir in, you know, could host the shir, now they do. So that, I mean, maybe that's totally that same machloikis by the Sefer Torah. I don't know if it's 100% clear, or you have to look in the Pesach Advir or whatever.
Right, it seems like he's saying, whatever you would say by
I mean, Knesset, you would also say by having a
by this thing. Right, so if there you would say that maybe it's different, like the Sefer Torah Shaila, right? That in other words, the shul used once his Sefer Torah because they didn't have another Sefer Torah. So some hold that so it doesn't matter. It's still a chazaka. And others, the Ramah was the one who said, right, that maybe that it's not a chazaka, right? Das atzmi, right? Okay. Now let's take a look in the Radvaz. There's a Tshuvas Radvaz on page 4. She'ela. Almana shi mugzeches l'hadlek ha'heichel shel beis ha'knesses shel Yerushalayim tibona v'sikonim v'meira v'yameinu. There's a certain almana that she had the chazaka that in certain days during the year she would light the, you know, like in the shuls they have by the Amud, or maybe other places in the shul, they have lights, not electric lights, but fire. And they would light it every day, you know. So the light in the shul. Not turn on the electricity, but mamash light a match. And this almana, there were certain times during the year that she had the chazaka of lighting the shul, lighting the up the shul. For nasei hakol v'anemanim tavu l'din ba'amram sherotim limkor chazaka zu. And now some of the big machers in the shul say that they want to sell this kibud. Just like every Shabbos, I guess someone would light it on Friday for Shabbos, they would sell. This is who has the kavod to light it for Shabbos Bereishis, for Shabbos Noach, Lech Lecha, you know, every... And they would sell it. But certain times during the year, he doesn't say what the times were, but certain times during the year, the woman, she had a chazaka, right? And now they want to take that away from her. Because they want to sell it. This way, if they take it away from her, they could sell and make money. For Amullah, Mi Nosan Lichi Zosa Chazaka. And they said to her, Who gave you the Chazaka? For Amr Shabaila Hayadayin, she says, her husband, she's an Almana now, her husband passed away. Shabaila Hayadayin Ubana Zaha Hechel Mishalo. He built this shul. Vigdisho almanashe yadlikenu hu. In other words, and he made a stipulation that he should light, you know, the menorah of the shul, or boi kocho, or, you know, people, his sons, his descendants, etc. Ve'ein biyoda shtar alze. But she doesn't have a document that says that. V'chrizu beizkneses mishir de edus bedovizeh sheyovu ve'yoid. So they made an announcement. Does anyone know about, you know, could give verification to what the lady's saying, whether it's true or not? So there were people there that gave testimony that that's what the husband, he made the shul, he made this heichal. And they said that he's the... That's true. That's what he said. Vakal modim. And everyone agrees, Shalmana hi bai kocho. In other words, everyone agrees that this almana is considered bai kocho, meaning coming from him. In other words, it's not his son, but it's his wife. V'nosu v'nosnu ha'chachomim v'nitzoyim oz. Because maybe he didn't make a tanai kofel. In other words, when you make a stipulation, there are certain ways that you have to make the stipulation. One of the ways is it has to be a tanai kofel. You have to say, if it's my descendants, then fine. And then you have to say in the negative, and if it's not, not. So you have to have a full articulation. And if you don't, maybe that's not a good formulation. So some people wanted to say maybe he didn't make a full proper stipulation. But But he said almanas. And when you say almanas, it's like me'achshav. In other words, I'm saying from now on. Achshav, you know, and by achshav, me'achshav, you don't need a tanai kofel. You could just say, you know, I want my bar kochel. You don't have to say it in the double form, in the positive and the negative. Kemosha kosev aramam, hilchos kedushin, hamakadish al tanai tzarishiv arba dvarim. Yeah. So yora hamora im hadin kein olo. So what's the halacha? So here's a whole tshuva here. And he says, Afal pi shehaya midarech hamusa shemiyachas shedibro chachomim b'zeh shelo osiv al divreim. V'mokim shem lo gormeros hadover. He says, so oh, im hekdesh sorf tonight tovel o yesh l'datek. Yeah. So that's the whole thing about tonight kofel. You need. So he goes on, he's a whole thing whether you need a tanai kofel or not. Machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. By Mominus, by other things. So then at the end, when you don't do done, on page 5, on the bottom left, at the end of that big paragraph, when you don't do done, last two words on the don't do done, came into the Indian Hektesh. So it's Hektesh. Afvisha Tanai Hai Bedover Hashova Atta Momon Shechazaka Adlaka Emekachlo Veitzarach Lichpol Tanai. He says, since it's Hektesh, it belongs to the shul, it's like Hektesh, you don't need a Tanai Kofel. So you don't need a Tanai Kofel. So Mela, so the Tanai is binding. So that would mean that that she has the right because it's by Kocho. So even though he didn't stipulate it in the full way, it's still by Kocho. But that's one thing. But what about even if he didn't make it Tanai, why don't we just say this Chazaka? Right? So that's he writes on page 6. Ulinin chazaka. Avogav delin shah chazaka is the alma kol chazaka she'eni motayna. In other words, normally by a chazaka we have the concept of this we saw in Rabbi Kiv Eger. Now what's the idea of a chazaka? A chazaka is like you said that this is my house. How do I know it's your house? He says, I've been living in this place for 3 years. And no one, hi Steve, and no one complained. So, but that's not good enough. You have to say you bought it. Ah, then we're going to ask who says it's yours. So the answer is, I have a shtar. So where's the shtar? I lost it. But I have a taina. My taina is that I bought it. In other words, just because a person lived in a place for 3 years doesn't mean it's his. It can mean he's a ganav for 3 years, right? But when he says it's a chazaka, you need a chazaka sheishi matayna. You have to claim that you bought it, even though you don't have a shtar. So the fact that you're living there for 3 years is a proof that you must have had a shtar and you lost it. But if you don't claim that you bought it, then just because you say you lived there for 3 years, that's not a good chazaka. When in terms of buying a house or something like that. So the question is, by mitzvahs also, do you have to have a chazaka sheishi matayna? So he says, l'inyin chazaka, afal gavda l'inyin shar chazaka is da alma, kol chazaka she'eni matayna k'on shtar, haya li v'nevar, eina chazaka, kol shekel hachzi k'neged rabim, sheni hachada, t'havi cheskas mitzvah. He says, but this is different. Cheskas mitzvah doesn't need a taina. Whereas the fact that you've been doing this mitzvah for some time, that itself is a chazaka. Now, it was not like we saw Rabbi Kiv Eger in the tshuva some time ago, that you need chazaka sheyeshi matayna even by a mitzvah. He's saying that the mere fact that you've been doing the mitzvah for some time, that's good enough. So he says here, V'kevin she'achzika zu kama shanim li'oz madlekas ha'heichel b'mokam she'kol ha'kol ro'asa. She's been doing it. I don't know. Certain days of the year, I don't know what, Hanukkah, Purim, I don't know when it was. Certain days of the year, she always lit up. She claims that's a chazakah. So he's saying it's right. That she had a chazakah. Even though she never claimed she bought it. Or something like that. But she was doing it. El kol mi she'machzik b'shum minoy b'kohol. So this is a big yesod, that anyone who was appointed for something, he has a chazaka. Unless he's not acting properly. But if a person's acting properly, so the Radvaz Paskins, there's a chazaka. I am Mordechai. G'dol mizutanam begitin. So that's the big yisod. So the Radvaz paskins that there's a concept of a chazaka even when there's no taina. Taina means that you're claiming that you bought it or something like that. It was the fact that you were doing it, that's a chazaka. Right? We saw that everyone agreed with that. We saw the Maram Shik. What did the Maram Shik? He had three classifications. Right? I think he required a chazaka sheishimot taina. He says if it's a mitzvah that was going to be lost by the shul that you sponsored the shalashudas, and if you wouldn't have done it, they wouldn't have a shalashudas. So that's avuda. And if it's a chazaka sheishimot taina, so then that's a good chazaka. And if it's what the other thing was, that you were doing it for a long time, but you don't have a taina, so that's darkei shalom, mishum darkei shalom, right? Those are the three things, remember, that the Maram Shik had. But he's saying, no, you don't need chazaka sheishim with taina. The fact that you were doing it for so many years, he doesn't say exactly how long you have to be doing it, that's yours. And then he brings a raya, Ayin Mordechai, Perches Kazabad, G'dol Muzu Tanan V'Gitin. And this, right, we learned this halacha. Nosnim se'eir v'vayis yashon v'mnei darche sholom. That, right, if there's an eiriv in the community, right, and it was, the box of matzahs was always put in a certain person's house, so you keep it there. So we had a whole discussion, why does it have to say darche sholom? Why doesn't it just say v'mnei chazaka? So one of the answers we saw was that was this is not really a mitzvah, but he's learning. So the question is, when I was reading it, maybe you'll help me, what you think you... Because he's not... How does he deal with the question? Why is it? He's learning Darkei Shalom as if that means Chazaka. Because everyone else was asking, why does he have to say Darkei Shalom? Just say Chazaka. But he's using Darkei Shalom as if it means Chazaka. Right? Or else, Fakir, you can bring a riot just the opposite. That it only says mitnei darkei shalom smasha, that it's not a chazaka. Right? And then he says, and then the Gemara says mishum chashoda. Maybe it means that people are going to think, if we stop putting in your house, we think that maybe you stole the Erev once. People are going to be chashad. Well, but he's basically saying that there's other reasons, but there's still In other words, the Maram Shik, the Radvaz is not telling us. So why is it? Why is it not Darkei Shalom? In other words, why is it? In other words, don't you see that it's Tfaker? It's not a Chazaka because they have to have this. Maybe he's saying that it's Avad. It's a Chazaka, and then you have other reasons. No, because one Kataina on the he's bringing rayas from these cases. From the Erev case, where the Gemara says either Mivnei Darkei Shalom, Chashad, but Faker, that was the question we saw in other sources before, that you see from there that it's a question. So I don't know what the answer is to that, unless he's just saying it's Poshut that it's a Chazaka. Maybe he's saying, maybe what he's saying is what we said before from other people, that over there it's not a mitzvah, so therefore they had to come up to other things. But if it's a mitzvah, that's what he's saying. He gives a kal v'chomer. He says, "V'hashdei medavah she'enu shel mitzvah, you still keep it in one house." So I guess maybe that's the simple pshat. That he's saying over there, it's not even a mitzvah. We have other reasons. Certainly over here, when it is a mitzvah, then certainly it's a chazakah. So this Radvaz is a very important thing. That he's saying that if it's a chazakah, then you don't even need a taina. You just could have a chazakah. Just a chazakah that you've been doing it for some time, then it's yours. If it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Chazaka B'Mitzvahs. Whereas even though you're not even claiming that you bought it, you're not even claiming that they let you do it, you started doing it, and that became the system. That this lady somehow, so then she has a right to continue. And the only reason we could stop you from continuing is if you did something improper. But if you didn't do anything improper, then you have a right to continue. So this is this would be relevant to a lot of different things. A person, a lot of different types of positions of mitzvah that people have, that a lot of times, people want to get a new person or something like that, and not like he did anything wrong. Again, it's not from here, even though maybe you could always find somebody who'll do a better job. You always, but that's not a reason that you could misalik the, So this Radvaz is a, and even if you argue with the Radvaz, Rabbi Kivega, so. But a lot of times the person was appointed. He was given it. Over here he's saying even if you weren't given it, you just were doing it. So that's a very important thing, this Truvis Ravaz. Now, I've been telling you a lot of times from this Shut Lechem Shlomo on page 7. On page 7 in the Lechem Shlomo, he was one of the big Hungarian Rabbanim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. And this was at Max's wedding. I had this chus to sit next to Rav Yehuda Kellermer Shlita. And we were talking about Chazaka B'Mitzvahs. And he told me that in the Lechem Shloimeh, he has a whole new approach to this. We'll see about it. And then it took time till I found them. He told me where to look at it, and we finally found the Moshe Shapiro helped me. This on page 7 of Lechem Shlomo of Av Bezdin Rabbi Kalkos Simloy. I looked very hard to find this. I even called up the family members to try to find where this is. So apparently the story is like this. On page 8, look on the top of page 8. So they were building a shul, a kloiz, somewhere in Hungary. It says, Anachnu hiskamnu lis'age baguda achas ki'ish echad v'leiv echad chaverim v'yaseg beis ha'tfila po b'ireinu kal kodesh sumloi. V'ispal bol pi nusach sfarad v'nusach gimena gachasidim k'fi ha'takadis ha'mavorim lohal v'beis ha'tfila b'shem beis medrash kloiz yikorei. So we're going to call this the beis medrash kloiz. Okay? It'll probably be a very interesting place. The beis medrash kloiz. And they made, I don't know, 20 rules of the shul. 20 rules that everyone has to comply with. So, on number 16, rule 16, Tezayin. B'chol dover shebekdusha bebeis ha-medrash, any dover shebekdusha, ein bo shum tainis chazaka. There's no chazaka. Afil huskar le'echad eze mokom moshav sham kama shonim. Say a person sits in a certain seat in the shul for many years, ritzufa zachazeh, yuchlu ha-mimunim laskiru la'acher. It's just because he bought the seat and he got this particular seat doesn't mean that it's his forever. Ve'la rishon shum tainis alzeh. Say this guy got chos and bracious for the past 10 years. It's not a, no one can have a tainis chazaka. Ein lo shem tainis chazaka v'yuchu agaboyim mishar hamemunim l'shanos emirtzu. Wow. So he made a thing that there should be no chazakas in the shul. In the base medrash kloiz and simloi, no chazakas. So the question is, how does this fit into with other things we've been saying?
Well, it's masma that if he hadn't made this takana, then there would be
chazakas. So that's one could say. In other words, and like I think Rav Gutman said, in other words, he's stipulating. In other words, they made this stipulation that the chazakah shouldn't. But as much Ezra says, but you see from here that if he wouldn't have made the stipulation, then the chazakah would be. I was discussing once. We have 10 minutes, and then we'll resume. We got our 10 minute warning. Okay, so if we get cut off, we'll re-put on, okay? So don't, we'll just log back in again. So, Reb Ezra Hagler saying that, you see from here, that fakir, that if they wouldn't have made the takana, then Rabbi Kellerman wanted to compare this to the whole Young Israel movement. That he said the whole point of the young Israel movement, Rabbi Kellerman said, is to give the young people an opportunity to participate in the davening and the laning, you know, that whole idea that was, you know, not having chazakas. But when I looked it up, you know, and Moshe Shmira thought that way, and I thought as well, what Ezra was saying is that it's only if it's stipulated. But what Rav Bleich said to me was he's not sure. Could you make such a stipulation? Is this like Masnel Mashakosu Batorah? Is this like making a stipulation against the halacha? Or maybe you could say the following. This I spoke to my friend Rav Yankel Bergstein. But maybe he said that. I'm not positive. I think he said something along the lines. Maybe this is your private shul. Right? So maybe if it's a private shul, he was quoting me some Divrei Chaim, that Rav Yaakov Bergson said at a private shul, maybe, you know, you could even, the Rav maybe can even get the Kohen, you know, some idea like that. If it's your private shul, maybe it's different. In other words, maybe this was his private shul. But maybe, that's the question. In other words, it's true what Ezra's seeming to say is they're making a shul for the first time, and now they're making the bylaws of the shul. But the question is, if the din of chazaka is a halacha, then do you really have a right to, you know, do you have a right to make these laws if it's against the halacha? So one could say, like what Rav Yankel Bergstein was saying, maybe a chiluk between your own private shul. But say it's not your own private shul. Like a Young Israel is not your own private shul. You know, would you be able to, in other words, if chazaka b'mitzvah is a chazaka, so then, you know, who says you could make a, you could be masne not to fulfill a halacha? Yeah, Ezra? So that was the, but it's interesting what Rabbi Kellermer was telling me. He was comparing this to the, to the Young Israel. It's interesting comparing the Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich's cloys in Hungary with the Young Israel movement in in America. Unless you say that, like he held, like Rabbi Kiveger and the others, that you need a chazaka sheishi mataina. In other words, that you say that the, that you bought the keyboard, but it's interesting that this is what he.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I don't understand. According to Abayich, why is it master because of the Torah? The whole day, by agreeing to, meaning everyone's agreeing to these Tanaim. So by agreeing to it, they're being bochel the chazaka.
Oh, right. Oh, so that's what Ezra's saying. So maybe the pshat is that you're. Everyone's agreeing, but the question is: could you? Maybe it's only if it's a private thing, you could agree. But say there's a public shul; it's not a private. You know, so could you make such a thing? Does everyone say, even though everyone agreed initially, but now new people are coming in? So does that make it binding forever? So if it's my shul, you know. You know, it's. It's interesting. But he does. Because this thing, you know, could make a whole different spin on. Because then you could say it on anything. Right? In other words, say people want to fire people who have positions of mitzvahs. He's a different, you know, rabbi in yeshiva. He's this, he's that, you know. This idea, could you just say, you know, we stipulate that, you know, it's or is it shalom kedin? I don't know if everyone necessarily would agree. I mean, he was a big Talmid Chacham of Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. But the question is this what he's saying here? Is this the conventional wisdom, or is this like a big chiddush what he's saying? And maybe the chiddush is only, like I think Rav Yankel Bergstein was saying, maybe only like in a private shul. But if you have a yeshiva, that's not your private yeshiva. If I have a yeshiva, and I own the yeshiva, it's my yeshiva. So then I can make up these rules. I don't even have to make the rules because that's my plan. It's like, but you just make up the rules so there shouldn't be many misunderstandings. But if it's a public yeshiva, it's not a private yeshiva. The menahel doesn't own the yeshiva. It's not his. So then maybe not. You understand? It would be more easier to say that these. Here, Melody.
It might be a new ID.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It looks like it's a different...
Can I call you on?
Yeah.
Do, is it a new ID? So,
I mean, this one says 778.
My wife has another one. Okay, you ready? Seven, seven, eight. Yeah.
106.
106.
494.
494. Okay, bye-bye. Thank Hello? Is there a new password? Ask Mommy if there's a new password.
Mommy, is there a new password?
Oh, she's coming. She's coming.
One second. 134.
134.
442.
442. Okay. Okay. Hi.
All right, what's
up? Yeah. Hi.
So went through. The guys know, so they're gonna come in soon.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll be able to get something that we don't have to. That's what he's told me, that he's gonna speak to you. That guy.
Who, Michael Altras?
Yeah.
Do you have his number by any chance? Because I haven't been able to reach out. I've been trying to email him a lot.
So try. I don't have his number. I don't think.
You don't have his number?
No.
All right. I'm going to keep trying, okay? And we'll see what will happen.
Are you in the basement?
Okay. Okay, the guy's coming on?
Yeah, they're coming on. 1 second. Rebbe, I'm sorry to bother you. What was the let me see if I can find it here. I should have it. 1 second. Let me see. It should be up here somewhere. Because I logged in myself. I forgot to text the guys. 1 second. I should have written it down. 1 second. It should be loading through. Second.
Yes.
Rebbe, I'm sorry to bother you, but can you tell me the password?
He lost the password.
I think I used it to log in. I just didn't. I apologize.
Yes, honey. Okay, 1 second.
Sorry, I apologize.
134. 442.
134442.
Okay, I told everyone. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
How many do you want?
Five. In a bag in the heart. Mm-hmm.
2 hours later.
Okay. Okay, sorry. So what do you say, Ezra? What do you think? I like what Ezra, I like what Rav Yankel Bergstein said.
That there's a chilek between private and public.
Yeah, based on the Divrei Chaim. Because a private thing is a whole different story. Then, you know, it's like my house. So, you know, you can come to my house, I can make the rules up. But if it's a public thing, maybe all these takanas wouldn't be able to... It's a klois. What's a klois? You know, klois is mashmet. It's not like the base medrash of Vilna, you know, the big shul in Vilna or something like that. I mean, I wonder how big the klois was. Maybe someone could look it up on their phone about the history of some loy and Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. Says, do you have on your phone anything? Then he writes here. Look on the top, at the bottom of the page. Reisi es hatakonos shal anshei beis hamedrash klois hasher kimu v'kibul aleim al zarim. I guess it's mashur that the people made it up. He says now he's saying reisi es hatakonos shal anshei beis hamedrash klois. As I'm looking at the takonos, this is what they've makabel, and I like it. And like Yud Ches, Misha Einu Nizhar B'Tfilas Ezra. If a person doesn't go to the mikveh every day, O Ishto Einu Megalach Esar Rosha. If his wife doesn't shave her head, Kedas Yehudis Kanog Ben Hasidim Yirei Hashem. So all these people can't Lo Yavor Lefnei Hateva, right? You can't daven for the Omid. And then he says, "Bachrim, single fellows, I feel him chiyuvim, lo yispalu beis hamedrash lefnei ateva." Wow. The bachrim can't daven for the amud. Vein b'shabbos vein yada b'mchol. Vein lo yalu bachrim l'torah b'meya nor b'yamin noraim. Lo mafdei barba parshios v'lo b'shiros hayam v'lo b'aseres hadibros. And then, at certain, you know, important occasions, the Bacharim shouldn't get an aliyah, you know, like Dalad Parshias, Shir Sayam, Aser Sadibros, Maftir B'chag HaShavuos, when you say Chazak, you know, those, you know, they wanted to make certain rules. The thing is, today people want to make rules even... They can make rules, but the question is, if rules are counter to what the halacha is, then you have to see what's the halacha, and that's what we were saying over here. But this is, I was telling you about this thing for a long time now, right? Do you remember? So when I was when I'm up to it, I didn't have found it yet. I spent a long time first to find to track it down, and then Rabbi Kellerman told me where it was, and then we had to get it We had to get it from the Otzer HaChochma, even. Just from Moshe Shapiro's. Tzvi Erini sometimes helps. I don't know who got this one. Maybe from Moshe Shapiro, maybe. Okay? I think from Moshe Shapiro got this for me. Okay, now... And the Marik... we'll do one tshuva here in the Marik on page 11. He says, Achrei Shehuchzak Sefer Torah, the end of the piece here. Achrei Shehuchzak Sefer Torah says, Shayel Knim Me Aviv Shal Ploni, O Meyachan Me Marishov. Eina Kol Yicholim La'akvo B'tainitz Chazaka. In other words, if somebody, say, lets the shul use a Sefer Torah, is his father Sefer Torah, or some other relative that he got it from Birusha. So, and they've been using it in the shul for several years. He says they can't say that it's their Sefer Torah. You can't have a chazaka on a Sefer Torah. Because he writes here in Shorosh Ayin, page 10, in the first line, on the left side, Shazeh Sefer Huchzah B'yomim Kadmon L'Ovi Zeh Shal Abi Shmuel Yisrael O Echad M'Morishav Sheinichem B'cholim L'Achzik Bo Shari Hadov Yadu Shalosh Shai Chatzachem Sefer Torah Otsu B'tkilosu Almanaz Kein Kero Barami Sheyitomid Murach Beis HaKnesses Yom Kod Oso Habaylim Chem Pasakli Lo Kvar Zeh Yomim Rabim Haki Ketzavdem Lo Shai Echad M'Nisei Ha'eda V'Nishba Ki Shoma B'i Adam Nechba Shah Sefer Huchdisho. Even though they said they gave it to the shul. Misha Idul Anche Rabbi Gdolim Chachmo Vira Shem Ro Ploni Shaovar Ve. Misha Mamid Var Maliba Ki Ilu Ro Lo Yoy Anche Yira Dover Be'enav. And he says, and the people who part of the shul, who claim that they heard that he was giving it, they're no Geir Be'edus. They're no Geir Be'edus because they're part of the shul. So of course they're going to say that that it was given to the shul. Unless you have other Edus but not from somebody from the shul. So then that's not a din of a chazaka, that somebody had an edus that it was given to the shul, and they heard that this person is giving it to the shul. But if somebody from the shul is claiming that it was given, that's a nogei be'edus. So therefore, just because a shul is using a sefer Torah for a long time, the shul doesn't have a right to claim that they have a chazaka on the sefer Torah. Because a lot of times people have sefer Torah, and they don't want to keep it at home, right? Who wants to have a Sefer Torah at home? It's difficult. So you give it to the shul that they can read it from. But that doesn't give it a din chazaka. Then, you know, one day they want it back. Or there's someone, one of the family members is moving away and they want to give it to a different community. So that's a very interesting question about a chazaka with a Sefer Torah. So the Marik, you know, in this tshuva says that there's no chazaka. Unless someone gives edus who has nothing to do with the shul. Two people. Right, but just for the fact that it was in the shul for 20 years, and we're using it for 20 years, and one day the Balabas could say that it's mine, I want it back. So there wouldn't be any din of a chazaka in the Sefer Torah. Okay, Rabotai. So this is a very interesting things we did today. We did the Kaf HaChaim, right, about having a chazaka in the minyan. Not only is the chazaka in the minyan, but a chazaka in the shir. You could have a chazaka to have a shir in your house that you could claim. And then we had the Tshuvas Radvaz, that any minoy is a chazaka. And he gets to keep it, unless, and that's why this we talked about the almana, who had the chazaka to light the menorah, and she has a chazaka. And then we talked about the opposite, the lechem shloima, who seems to say that you could make a tanai not to have a chazaka. And then we discussed what Rav Yankel Bergstein said to me, that maybe a kloiz is different, it's a private thing. And then we have the Tshuvas Marik about a chazaka by a Sefer Torah that's not a chazaka. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next week maybe we'll Be'ez Hashem finish or continue with this this packet. Okay, so tomorrow Be'ez Hashem we'll have those that are in the Yerodei Shir will be 9:30 to 10:30 Yerodei Shir, and then 11 to 12 the regular Shir. Okay, Rabosai, it's good to see you all. Okay, let me just say hello to everybody. Ezra, Shalom, Ilan, Danny Lou, Yehuda Shitris, Natan Bauer, Yitzchak Carroll. Anyone else that I didn't say hello to?
Mr. Katan.
Mr. Katan, Yosef Katan. And, okay, did I mention everybody? Did I leave anyone else? Chas v'Shalom?
No.
Okay, and
I
then
think you got everyone.
And then I made some other packets. We have Pesach packet. I have a Haggadah packet. There's a lot of packets that we have. We have more Yuma packets. So Be'ez Hashem, we should continue, and we should stay strong, and I still miss you guys to see you face to face. But under these circumstances, as I always say, this is the best we could do. So, you keep, doing the chazara, look these things up, and have a good, and stay sane, in this time. And Be'ez Hashem, we should we should get out of this, sooner than later. And you should all be well, your family should be well, and everyone should be well. And Be'ez Hashem, I'll see you tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, have a great day.
Okay.
Ilan, we'll send you the thing now, okay, Ilan?
Thank you so much.
Ellie, we'll send you the thing so you can put it online.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day. Hold on.
Bye, guys.